The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day as well as part of your due diligence when you're looking for smart and fresh plays out there in the markets today. Now, to that end, we are speaking with, for the very first time today, MindCure Health Incorporated. They're traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol MCUR. And here in the States on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MCURF. I want you to find out more about the company, so follow along during this audio interview at mindcure.com. We're lucky enough to be joined today by the co-founder and CEO of the company, Kelsey Ramsden. Kelsey, how are you today?
I'm tremendous. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time to call in, speak to your company's shareholders, and of course our listeners. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with your company yet, please describe the company and its business model for us now to get us started.
Absolutely. So we're a life sciences company that have two primary focal points. So one side is digital therapeutics, focused on psychedelic therapy, and the other is drug development, again, focused in psychedelic molecules.
Well, it's a great website, listeners. I've learned about the team already doing my due diligence on the company, and you can learn about the tech, the research, and their products. So let's dive a little deeper then. You talk about the use of psychedelics as well as a few different other areas that your company's focused on. Kind of tell us a little bit about where the sweet spot is for MindCure Health as it stands today in 2021.
Sure. So when we developed our model and our strategy of go-to-market, you know, early days in psychedelics, there were a lot of people tremendously focused on clinics and molecules only. But what we looked at was regulation and the timing of regulatory change to ensure that we were developing horizons of revenue that were going to line up with changes at the government level of unlocking some of these molecules. So what that meant for us was investigating molecular research that would be the blue sky horizon. So independent of when things get approved, we're in charge of the approval process, meaning we do the clinical research on the novel molecule to get it to market. So that's one side. But the side that was, I think, earliest, and I know we're earliest, was our digital therapeutics platform. And in simple terms, what that means is the market's going to have a lot of newly trained therapists and a lot of individuals who are new to psychedelic practice. And so we're developing a clinical grade, evidence-backed, science-based, AI-driven tool for therapists to deploy psychedelics in their clinic and patients to have an app and a wingman to go through their care, which results in better outcomes, shorter patient timeframes in clinic, and ultimately, you know, approval and unlocking insurance payment for psychedelics.
Yeah, this is a brave new frontier, to put it lightly. Your company has got a lot ahead of itself and so many different ways it can assist the market. I'm looking at listeners now at Investor Brand Network. Click on the clients tab and right there in alphabetical order, MindCure Health Incorporated. Again, those ticker symbols MCUR and MCURF. We're losing so much as a society, as a country. I'm sure in Canada, it's much the same. We're losing so much from people suffering with so many different ailments, mental illness. Worldwide, an estimated $1 trillion in lost productivity per year. And I'm reading here, obviously, psychedelics are offering promising alternatives for healing. But you've got a hurdle to overcome, I think, Is that fair to say with people's old way of thinking and looking at psychedelics?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two ways to look at a thing. I think one way is to say, you know, we can attach this old stigma around when people hear LSD and they think about college, or we can look at how we're backing this with research. And I think when we see the people that we're trying to help, you know, people who are suicidal, mm-hmm. people who are suffering from addiction, and we look at the options available for them, I think the time has come where we can kind of rely on science and get away from stigma. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that data moves science and story moves culture. And so as long as we're getting the data and the clinical research in a highly regulated and structured way, that'll move the science and the regulation. And the story moving culture looks like, you know, up here in Canada, the first psilocybin journey was conducted just about a year ago, legally. And the fellow who was a patient was a 56-year-old farmer from Saskatchewan who had end-of-life anxiety as a result of a cancer diagnosis. So we're not talking about like a fun Saturday night, mm-hmm. you know. So to your point, yeah, I do think we do have some of these hurdles to overcome. But at the same time, with tools like digital therapeutics and research-backed psychedelics, I think we overcome some of that stigma with science.
Yeah, and that's the mantra for the company. Listeners, I want you to also find an available investor presentation. Again, to put it in a summation, the company is a life sciences company focused on developing digital therapeutics technology and researching psychedelic compounds to rapidly scale science-backed and evidence-based mental health therapy globally. And your points are very well taken, Kelsey. Let's talk about this team that's pushing this company forward. Let's start with you as the CEO. Tell us a little bit about the impressive team you've surrounded yourself with as well. But again, let's start with you.
Sure. So I come into this work having twice been named Canada's top female entrepreneur. And those businesses were in an unrelated industry. So in real estate and civil construction, building large infrastructure projects. If you land in Montego Bay, it's my runway. And I retired out of that work a couple of years ago and said the only thing I would come back to do would be to lead a company in psychedelic medicine because I had seen the outcomes in the real world in practice. And I knew that if the market became available and there was an appetite to fund it, that it would be the next blockbuster segment of the market. So that's how I come into MindCure. We founded it about just a little over a year ago and started building the team. So I'll focus just on the two primary leaders on the digital therapeutics and on the research side. I'll tell you about a few people leaning into the project. So on the digital therapeutic side, we have a fellow who's built out for 30 years digital platforms and highly regulated industries. His name is Jeff Belair. Predominantly in fintech and insurance, so where data privacy is paramount, of course. And then on the medical side, we have Dr. Joel Raskin, which was 20 years with Eli Lilly, focused on research for depression and Alzheimer's. And then also leaning into the fray, Dr. Dan Engel, who, if you listen to the Joe Rogan podcast or Tim Ferriss, was on about talking psychedelic medicine 8-9 years ago. He's a board-certified psychiatrist and neurologist, really leading our Ibogaine program. We can talk about Ibogaine in a second. And then, of course, Hamilton Morris, who's well-known in the psychedelics world. I always call him the Anthony Bourdain of psychedelics. So he has a TV show on Vice where he travels the world and investigates psychedelic drugs, for lack of a better term, and brings them into the lab with a guy named Dr. Jason Wallach, chemist. Very well-respected, kind of boy wonder. He's, I think he's about 35 and one of the most well-cited early researchers in psychedelics today. So our scientific research team is really strong, and our digital therapeutics dev team and the engineers over there have been working really hard. And I'm proud of the team that we built in just a short year.
Yeah, there's a lot to be proud of there. I mean, it's such an impressive team. And listeners, again, I encourage you to go to the website mindcure.com and click on the Our Team tab to learn more about each one of these individuals and other team members there. So let's talk about the company's life so far. Obviously, assembling this impressive team that you have there, a big milestone for you. Looking back on 2021 so far and even further into 2020, what do you see as some of the milestones for your company that you've been able to achieve already?
Yeah, I mean, we listed in September, and I would say the first milestone was raising $23 million in February. Really proud of that. It was a highly oversubscribed round, double and a quarter. What we were looking for came onto the books in 18 hours, so we closed the round out quite quickly. And I think the next piece, you know, coming not from drug development, but coming from an arena where everything it takes to succeed in large, heavy infrastructure is being on time and on budget and executing. And bringing that into our team and really leading with that, being able to deliver our MVP as a minimum viable product and our technology on time and on budget has been a tremendous groundswell for us, because there's a lot of competitors now, some of the big guys like MindMed and Cybin coming in and looking at what we've built because we were first to market. So that was a big deliverable. And then the second thing is synthetic ibogaine. So for folks who don't know much about ibogaine, it's comes from the iboga root out of Africa. It's a psychedelic drug, and it's very complex chemically. Very difficult to build in the lab fully chemically synthesized, which is what we need to get stability and normalcy so that we can advance through FDA regulation. And our team successfully synthesized ibogaine, a full chemical synthesis. So those two, I would say, were banner moments for us recently delivered, and more to come, of course.
Well, let's talk about the more to come. Let's talk about the remainder of this year, first 2021. What do you see as some of the goals for the company that you seek to achieve this year?
Yeah, so the upcoming catalyst for this year, the first thing coming is our MVP launching into clinics in the United States and Canada. That's an important deliverable for us. We'll spend about 6 months iterating the product in clinic so that come Q1 2022, we have full commercial deployment. That's an exciting deliverable for us. And then the second piece is scaling up our ibogaine production. So being able to provide ibogaine to researchers in North America is the next thing to come down the pipe. And then we've been working on some research initiatives that will be announced in the next quarter, the special partnerships and advancing in some mood disorders.
Well, the company does a great job of keeping its investors and potential shareholders in the know by issuing press releases. Lots of news out in July, as well as a recent press release here in August with the company appointing Jerry White, an award-winning humanitarian activist who shares in the 1997 Nobel Peace Prize, as another advisor to the company. Just another impressive addition to your team. Well, Kelsey, before I let you go, let's go a little bit deeper into this ibogaine and some of the indications for it. It sounds like this is going to be a hot area for your company in the days, weeks, and months ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. The number one indication actually for the use of ibogaine is against opiate addiction. And we know that there are about the same number of people suffering from addiction in America today as there are suffering from depression. So we believe that the market for the ibogaine program is a tremendous sum, and looking forward to advancing the research.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Kelsey Ramsden. She is the co-founder and CEO of MindCure, ticker symbols again on the Canadian Stock Exchange, Securities Exchange, excuse me, MCUR, and on the OTCQB, MCURF. Kelsey, it's been a pleasure talking to you, listening to you about your team and your exciting company. We look forward to great things from you and MindCure Health Incorporated here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks for your time today, Kelsey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, for Kelsey Ramsden, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list
an in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.